makers of Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum invite you to enjoy Life. Life with Luigi, a comedy show created by Cy Howard and starring that celebrated actor, Mr. J. Carroll Nash, with Alan Reed as Pasquale. As you know, millions of people all over America enjoy chewing Wrigley's Spearmint Gum every day. In offices, shops, and factories, on farms, in mines, in oil fields, folks find Wrigley's Spearmint helpful while they work, and they enjoy it other times, too. The makers of Wrigley's Spearmint are glad that their product is making life a little easier and pleasanter for so many people, and they're glad to be able to bring you this radio program, Life with Luigi, which, like Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum, is brought to you for your enjoyment and satisfaction. And now let's read Luigi's letter as he writes about his adventures in America to his Mama Basco in Italy.
Dear Mamma Mia, in America, everybody is read the magazines. They got a bigger ones, you can take your time to read. They got a picture magazines, you can read it faster. Then there's a digest, that's to save more time. And now they got a teeny weeny ones like a quick, that's if you're in a very big hurry. Most people read the front of the magazine. I'm not like to read the front, I'm like to read the back. They got such a wonderful advertisement. There they tell you how to play the ukulele in a 10 easy lessons. How to grow mushrooms in your own cellar. And how, if you buy a home jigsaw, you can build yourself up a four-story house. And last night I'm read the one was a very interesting. Pictures show you strong man who's wearing old rug made from a leopard. He's full of bumps and muscles, and he's holding his breath in like he's going to explode any minute. And he's say, how you like to look like me? He says, with my course by mail, you get a 6 inches of a muscle for your chest. Mamma mia, isn't a wonderful country, America, where they send you muscles to the post office? But advertisement that interests me most was the one about the movies. It's getting me so excited, I'm not able to sleep all night.
If you can write a simple letter, you can write for the movies. Mary Chase received $1 million for Harvey with Jimmy Stewart.
Mamma mia, $1 million, and it's just for writing a simple letter.
Hollywood is looking for new writers. 10,000, 20,000, 50,000 is paid every day for a good story. Will you be next?
Yes, I'm going to be next. How am I going to get this money?
Sit down now and write us a story outline. If it has merit, we will tell you so. If not, we will also tell you.
That's fair.
But don't wait. Write today. Today. Right now. Right now.
So, Mamma Mia, I'm going to write to you letters every week, so I knew I could write the story. I was so excited that because when I saw my good friends outside the school, I could hardly talk his place. George Hollywood Olsen. I'm so excited. He's all about the Hollywood.
Ah, Luigi, calm yourself. I've never seen you so excited.
Luigi, go slow and tell us everything.
No, not don't jumble your words. And proceed judiciously.
All right. Here's the advertisement. If I'm going to write the letter like a Harvey, I'm going to get $1 million because he was a made a picture with a Mary Stewart.
Him, Luigi, are you for shimmer?
No, look, see, it says here.
Huh?
We can sell your story for $25,000.
That's a lot of money.
Luigi, if you really want to make money from the movies, don't write stories. Get the popcorn concessions.
No, friends. My mind is made up. In a Castellamare, I was always tell little stories to the kiddies, and they would laugh and cry. Maybe I can do the same thing now and get rich.
Sure, Luigi, there's one thing to tell your friends stories, and another thing to write a moving picture.
Yeah, I hate to say it, but for once, I agree with Olsen.
Just a second, fellas. Writing is a talent. Anybody could have it. Why should we discourage Luigi? If that's what he feels to do, he should go ahead and do it with our blessing.
Sure, I guess so.
Himmel, this is getting embarrassing. That's the second time I agree with old.
Oh, thank you, but thank you, friends. Only thing I'm like to ask you. You got in a movie so much, maybe you can give me an idea what the kind of short story I should write.
Well, Luigi, there's hundreds of plots.
Ach, sure, they are changing them all the time. Yeah. Now, take the last picture I saw. Yeah, first the boy meets the girl, then the boy loses the girl, and then the boy gets the girl.
Uh-huh.
But the one I saw before that, the boy met the girl, and then the boy lost the girl, and then the boy got the girl.
Oh.
Yeah. But last week I saw one where the boy meets the girl, and then the boy loses the girl, and then the boy... You know something, Luigi? I think pictures are the same, and I'm changing.
Oh, Schultz, movies are better than ever. Luigi, as you know, I never do things piecemeal. And having gone to the movies for many years, I have made quite a study about it.
There he goes, the Swedish Sam Goldman.
Now, I am not a journalist, nor do I ever intend to enter the field of journalism. But I will be real happy to pass my information on to you.
Ooh, what a show-off.
No, please, Olsen, I would appreciate it very much if you could tell me anything.
Well, no, the main thing, it seems to me, is the pictures. They copy from each other.
Huh?
Everything in Hollywood, they goes in cycles.
Huh.
First there was war cycle pictures. And then came the gangster cycle. Then the psychological cycle.
Huh? Well, now just a plain bicycle.
Sure, that was ridiculous.
Yeah? Did you ever heard of the bicycle thief? Luigi, smile. I'm only fooling. Olsen is absolutely right. If you want to tell a successful story, pick out a big picture and write something like it.
What about King Solomon's Mines? That's a very big picture.
Yo-ho, undoubtedly that will start a cycle. However, Luigi, you should change the scene of your story so as not to copy it too much.
I'm on a stand, Olsen. And I'm going to see that picture tonight.
Ach, Luigi, you're going to love that. You know, a girl comes to Africa to find her lost husband. Oh. Well, she hires the hero to be her guide. She hires that hero, see? And through the hot jungle, they fight, and they fight, always arguing.
Yeah.
He is angry, she is angry, and there's vicious natives, tigers, snakes, crocodiles. And then they come to the blazing desert, marching. And the heat is terrible. And then...
Schultz!
Now, don't stop me, Olsen. I can't wait to see how the picture comes out.
Well, it's time for us to go into the classroom. But, Luigi, kidding aside, all this talk should give you some idea what to write about.
Oh, yes, and thank you, friends. I'm got some wonderful ideas already. And best of all, I'm already got a name for my story.
You have?
Yeah, I'm going to start writing as soon as I'm come home. Is it going to be the cycle of a King Solomon's Mines?
Oh, that's wonderful, Luigi. And what will you call it?
Queen Sheba's Iceberg.
Luigi, my friend. Hello, Luigi. Hello.
Hello, Pasquale.
Hey, where you been hiding out these last few days, my little banana notes? Seems I'm not see you at all.
I'm been a busy writing, Pasquale. I'm writing a movie.
You writing a movie?
That's right.
Oh, you want they should send you free passes, huh?
Pasquale, you don't understand. I'm writing a movie story, and for this, I'm going to get the $25,000.
Oh, well, that's a different. That's a more sensible. You're going to get a $25,000. Luigi, I think you've got a loose leaf in your cabbage head.
I knew you wasn't going to say that.
You really think of the movies of people that they pay you money for what you write?
Pasquale, this is America. Everybody's got the same chance to make the money.
Sure, so all they need is a print in the press and some green paper. All right, so don't be a stupid bull, but you've got...
Pasquale, I'm too busy now with my movie story to argue with you.
How do you like such a man? He's a serious... All right, I go along with the gab, but what kind of a story are you writing? Eh?
It's called The Queen of Sheba's Iceberg.
Queen of Sheba's Iceberg?
That's right.
Ooh, what a greenhorn of boob.
All right, Pasquale, make the fun. But when I'm going to get the $25,000 for this story, you're going to stop laughing.
Stop laughing? From the shock, I'm going to stop breathing. How are you going to make $25,000?
When I'm going to mail my story to the school.
School?
Yeah. That's who I'm going to send it to. And if they like it, they're going to sell it for me to Hollywood to make a move.
Queen Sheba Zaisaba.
That's right.
I can just see it on the screen. Everybody's going to run home because it's going to remind them they forgot to defrost the icebox.
Pasquale, you know, you're terrible to make somebody feel so low.
Oh, Luigi, I don't want to hurt your feelings. I just don't like to see you wasting your time. You should have tried things in which you got a special talent for.
Pasquale, what do you think I'm got a special talent for?
Being a husband? What?
Nothing, just a...
Still want to marry my Rosa, huh? Well, all right. I'm going to go now. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Pasquale. Wait. You know mad?
No, of course not.
What's the matter?
I'm going down to the post office. I'd be glad to mail your story to the school. To get there faster, you get your money sooner.
Sure, Pasquale, here. And thank you, Pasquale.
Thank you, Mr. Shakespeare. Goodbye. Little pumpkin ahead who don't want to be a husband. He wants to be a writer, eh? Well, I fix him. I go round the back away so he's going to see me not to mail in his little story. How I gonna work out of my plans? Rosa! Rosa! Rosa!
You called me, Papa!
Call me, Papa. Who do you think I'm a call? Put down that turkey leg. You want to weigh 250 pounds forever?
Oh, no, Papa. I'm still growing.
Oh, well, I gotta go through. Rosa, don't ask her no questions. You go down to Joe's pool room and come back with a Doc Evans.
Doc Evans?
Yes, a Doc Evans, the fellow who used to be an actor. Tell him I want to see him right away, and don't let the Luigi see you. Go on, hurry up.
All right, Papa.
Now, let me see what that dope wrote. Dear Carter School of Journalism, closed you find my story, Queen Sheba's Iceberg. When I get through fixing up a letter for Luigi, and he gets a visit from a man who he thinks is a Hollywood producer, it'll break that little pupsqueak's heart. Ooh, I'm a mean man. But I'm not going to help myself. I got a fat daughter. I got to be this way.
Before we return to Life with Luigi, we'd like to mention the enjoyment you can get by chewing delicious Wrigley's Spearmint Gum. You know, there are lots of times when you're not really hungry, but still want something to chew on that tastes good and gives you a little pickup. Well, a stick of Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum solves your problem perfectly. It's chock full of delicious, long-lasting, real spearmint flavor. It's refreshing and satisfying, and yet it doesn't fill you up or spoil your appetite. So when you want a taste treat between your meals, be wise. Chew a stick of Wrigley's Spearmint Gum. Remember, Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum is good and good for you. Now let's turn to page 2 of Luigi Vasco's letter to his mother in Italy.
Hello, so, Mamma Mia. You're not going to believe what's happened. The Carter right in the school is got my story, and they liked it very much. So much, they think I'm going to become a second Shakespeare. Just imagine, Mamma Mia, how is it going to sound when I'm right to you? Your loving son, Luigi Shakespeare, the little immigrant. It's good, huh? But anyway, I'm got the busy and I...
Luigi, my fellow boob. They we missed you in school the last 2 nights.
Well, sure, sir. I'm had a very good reason for not to come in.
What reason? You missed 3 days of education, already you are starting to look stupid.
Well, I've been working day and night on another movie story.
Don't tell me you already sold your first one.
No, but I'm a... Wait, huh? I better show you the letter I'm got there. Here.
Read it. From the Carter School.
Yeah.
Here is a story for Great Brummel.
Uh-huh.
Not finished enough yet. Uh-huh. Feel another story for Spencer Tracy.
Uh-huh.
Biographical picture, big set. Him and Luigi, they ain't kidding.
No, no, that's right. They ain't, sure. They ain't, I'm sure, because you see on the bottom is to say,
yeah.
Big Hollywood producer is coming into Chicago.
Huh.
If a story is ready for him, maybe he's a buy it right away. And that's why I'm working it so much.
Oh, I can't believe that. Who knows, someday I'll be able to say, Luigi Basco? I knew him when he was nothing.
Oh, sure, sir, don't say that. To you, I'm always gonna be nothing.
No, Luigi, frankly, we all thought the whole idea was silly. But it shows you, in America, anybody can be a nobody who's a somebody, or anybody else who's somebody's nobody. You know, I'm a little verschimmelt, mother. Luigi, I'm so happy for you.
Oh, thank you, Schultze. And who knows? Maybe someday I'm going to write the movie story about you.
Yeah, sure. All about my life in the delicatessen business.
Yeah, that's right.
And you can call it the Livermore story.
Oh, that's good.
It's going to have one beginning and 2 ends.
Hello, is the Luigi Basco's antique shop talking?
Mr. Basco, I don't know whether you know me or not. My name is Arnold Baxter from Hollywood.
Arnold Baxter, Hollywood the producer? The one the school has told me about? Mamma mia.
That's right.
What's he say? What's he say?
He's almost fainted.
You was laughing at something, Mr. Baxter?
No, just coughing. Now, Mr. Basco, the school tells me you have a very interesting story you're working on.
Oh, yes, I'm working on it today and night.
You must be good and tired.
Mr. Baxter, I'm almost full asleep under my feet.
He's so tired, he's almost caving.
Do
you suppose it's big enough for movie size? About 300 pages?
300? Mamma mia.
That's a girl to kill him with a white
cat. Well, all right, I suppose I'm going to work even harder if you're interested in it.
Well, I am, Mr. Basco, definitely. My studio is looking for a story for Spencer Tracy.
Well, I'm got it. That's, I'm going to like it to brag, but this is a very good.
No, I like to hear you talk like that. The best writers are egomaniacs.
Maniacs? All right, if you want, I even be crazy for you, too.
Now, get this, Mr. Basco. I'll be at your antique shop tomorrow at 7. Have your story ready to be read then.
Tomorrow? Well, all right. I work all day and all night. And thank you, Mr. Baxter. Thank you. And goodbye.
Goodbye.
What?
You should have heard him, Pasquale.
What? Come on.
He's fallen for the whole thing. You're crying and singing.
Oh, the God. Now I'm going to go into the shop and feed him some more bait. I feel terrible to treat Luigi this way, but I make a resolution. Once he's my son-in-law, I won't make him suffer no more. With a roadside's a plenty of suffering for one man. Well, Luigi, how's the big Hollywood writer? You got any phone calls from Lassie today?
Oh, you're still making fun of her, Pasquale. All right, do you want to know something? Ham received a letter to tell me to work on a story for the producer. And now, just 2 minutes ago, this same famous Hollywood producer, he said he's coming to my story tomorrow, and read my story. Now, what do you say to that?
Luigi, I'm a flabbergasted. Simply flabbergasted. I suppose you're going to arrange a big party for this producer.
Party? Huh? What are you talking about?
Well, you've got to make impression on him, make him feel like he's a big shot. So you know these are Hollywood's people.
Oh.
They always entertain, and they expect that you should, too.
Oh.
You should take out all your money you got in the bank and buy a lot of food to make a big splash.
Yeah, but Pasquale, with the money I'm going to splash you with, and nobody's even going to get wet. All I'm going to get is $30.
Well, spend it. $30 for a party's not bad. Get a refreshment, a wine, invite up all your school chumps. Uh-huh. Soften up for the producer. Don't take a chance.
Hey, Pasquale, I think you got an idea. I'm going to take out the money and make a bigger party. You want to come?
Luigi, I wouldn't miss it for the world. Is it going to be like you coming out of party? In the middle of you reading the story, the producer feels it so good, he says, stop. Here's your $25,000 and you're a millionaire.
Oh, Pasquale, I'm so happy and thanks for your advice. That's so nice.
This is a lovely party, Mr. Basco.
I'm glad you could come, Miss Spalding. What do you think of the Hollywood producer, Mr. Baxter?
Well, I can't really make up my mind, but frankly, I'm a little skeptical.
Luigi, to me, he looks like a bum.
No, Schultz, he's going to hear you.
Yeah, but a bum with money, that's the difference. And Luigi, if he shouldn't offer you 25,000 but 24, take first and bargain afterwards.
Here he comes. Shh, quiet.
Mr. Basco, that's a lovely table you put out with, but you really shouldn't have gone to all this trouble for me.
I was in a trouble, Mr. Baxter. Mr. Baxter, if I'm going to send you more stories in Hollywood, what's your home address where I'm sure to send it?
Why, 192 at Beverly Drive. But don't worry, you won't have to send it. I have a feeling I may take you out there.
Oh, well, thank you.
I've got to catch a plane in an hour, Mr. Basco. Would you like to read your story to everyone now?
Read it to everyone? I'm a thought you was going to read it by yourself.
Yes, I know, but I'd like to get an audience's reaction.
Come on, Mr. Genius. Make with a story.
My friends, Mr. Baxter is asking me to read my story to all of you. So if you please take your seats, I'm going to begin it right away.
All right, I'm ready. Read you, masterpiece.
All right. My story is about a man we all know.
I take a guess of what it is. The George Washington story.
No, Pasquale, you're wrong. My picture is called The Life of a Great Man. The Pasquale story.
What? Oh, I'm really flabbergasted. Luigi, you spent all of this time writing a story about me?
That's right, Pasquale. And I'm a hope you like it. Now, the picture is a first to show a little boy in a wine field in Italy. And he's working very hard underneath the hot sun. And in the last scene, we see the President of the United States. He's standing in front of a big monument. He's a pull of the cord. Covers it come off, and we see big 50-foot statue of Pasquale. And on the bottom is written, to a great man who's never thought of himself, only other people. The words is a fade out, the line is a come on the screen, he's a gave a big roar, and the picture's off.
But that's wonderful. But do you think Spencer Tracy is going to want to play Pasquale?
Pasquale, yeah. Shall I get up and laugh in his face now?
No, you dumb bell. You'll be laughing in my face. Just to beat it, I'll pay you off later.
All right. Well, Mr. Basco, I've got to make my plane. About the story, well, I don't think we can use it. Goodbye.
Wait a minute, everybody. And Luigi, I'm not in the picture business, but that kind of stopping me from buying a story. Luigi, would you do me a favor?
Sure, Pasquale, what is it?
I'd like it to buy your story for $100.
Well, thank you, Pasquale. Here, I'm going to put the story in an envelope and it's yours.
And here's your cash, $100.
Thanks.
Thank you, Luigi. Well, I got to go now. Goodbye.
You'll go too. Well,
goodbye, Pasquale. Miss Spalding, I'm supposed you think I'm a fool, huh?
Well, Mr. Basco, I must admit this whole thing has been a strange experience. I didn't want to discourage you on your writing venture, but I do think you'll have to continue with your night school compositions a little longer before you're a screenwriter.
Yes, I think I'm a learn, Miss Spalding. Don't try to do what you don't know.
Don't feel badly. Even though I found your story very confusing, you still made $100 on it, so let me compliment you.
Don't compliment me, Miss Spaulding. Compliment the Pasquale.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm really wrote the Washington story. But when I saw the producer, I changed it.
What? Did you think you knew the producer's desire?
No, I just thought I knew the producer.
What?
Yeah. I once saw him in a Joseph Pooter room. But I wasn't so sure, so I'm asking him as a Hollywood address faster. He's giving me the same number as the pool room, 192. Then when he said 192, I was sure. When I read the story, I said anything that's come into my head. But the Pasquale's got on the paper, that's all about the Washington.
Mr. Basco.
Well, $100 ain't the $25,000, Miss Spaulding. But to outsmart the Pasquale, that's worth $1,000,000. Mamma mia, I had enough with this writing for the movies. I'ma put the Pasquale's $100 back in the bank. And with the money, I'ma bought more magazines. It's a funny thing that the same night, I saw the same advertisement. But when that the voices said,
if you can write letters, you can write for the movies.
And I'ma said, if you can write the letters, you can write to your mom. And who knows, Mamma Mia, which one is more important? So here's another letter from me. Your loving son, Luigi Basco, the immigrant.
Friends, the makers of Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum hope you've enjoyed tonight's episode of Life with Luigi, and they want to remind you that no matter what kind of work you do, you'll find times every day when a stick of Wrigley's Spearmint Gum will be a real help to you. You see, chewing on a piece of gum is a natural, enjoyable way to help relieve pent-up nervous tension. It seems to make your work go along smoother and easier. Then, too, the lively, delicious flavor of Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum gives you extra enjoyment. So, to get more satisfaction out of your daily work, enjoy chewing Wrigley's Spearmint Gum. It's a treat you can enjoy with both hands free, and it helps you feel and work your best. The makers of Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum invite you to listen next week at this time when Luigi Basco writes another letter to his Mama Basco in Italy. Life with Luigi is a Cy Howard production and is directed by Mr. Howard. Mac Menoff writes the script with Lou Derman. J. Carol Nash is starred as Luigi Basco with Alan Reed as Pasquale, Jody Gilbert as Rosa, Hans Conried as Schultz, Mary Shipp as Miss Spaulding, Joe Forte as Horowitz, and Ken Peters as Oak. Music is under the direction of Mud Buster. You know, there's a youngster somewhere who needs a big brother. His symptoms may be truancy, running with a bad gang, giving a speech to teachers a bad time. But whatever the reason, he may be fatherless or just an unhappy, unfortunate boy. The Big Brothers of America are ready to help. Many young boys today are headed for disaster. Let's make their future and ours a happier, better one by giving them the guidance and affection they need now. No other organization approaches the problem of juvenile delinquency in the personal, individual way that the Big Brothers do. And that need is increasing. Be a big brother yourself or work toward the formation of more big brother associations. All of us should support this work as generously as we can. Address mail to Big Brothers of America, Philadelphia 3, Pennsylvania. Bob Stevenson speaking. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.